NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast, Tuesday evening, April 21st, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up, BOS Group publishes annual report 2025 and forecast 2026. BOS Group has published its annual report 2025, revealing FY25 gross revenue of €771.8 meters and an adjusted EBITDA margin of 7.1%. The company expects FY2026 to see gross revenue in the range of €700 to 735 meters and an adjusted EBITDA margin of 6 to 7%. Bose GM Gay and Co. Kilograms is a global leader in kinematics and mechatronic systems for automotive interiors and exteriors.
Rockbreaks PowerMax Minerals Inc. is making strides in the critical minerals race. Exploration companies like PowerMax Minerals are advancing rare earth element projects in Canada and the United States, positioning themselves to benefit from geopolitical pressures. With policymakers in the U.S. and Canada focusing on domestic mining and processing capacity, the urgency to diversify rare earth supply is evident. Tensions between Washington and Beijing further highlight the importance of securing rare earth resources. To learn more, visit the full article at the provided link.
Rockbreaks USA Rare Earth Inc. to acquire Sierra Verde in $2.8 billion deal to expand global rare earth supply platform. USA Rare Earth Inc. announced its acquisition of Sierra Verde Group in a $2.80 billion deal, including cash and stock. The purchase adds the Pela Ema rare earth mine in Brazil to USA Rare Earth's portfolio, enhancing its global rare earth supply platform. This move strengthens supply chain security and supports long-term growth for the company.
Investor news breaks: Massimo Group expands electric fleet network, advances autonomous patrol platform. Massimo Group has announced the expansion of its electric vehicle fleet and the development of its second-generation autonomous patrol golf cart platform. The company is deploying vehicles across various environments, meeting the growing demand for durable and cost-efficient solutions. Massimo is also advancing a next-generation platform with autonomous patrol capabilities, continuous monitoring, and real-time communication functionality for extended operations in various settings.
Rockbreaks LaFleur Minerals Inc. reported new drill results from its Swanson Gold Project, extending gold mineralization below current resource estimates. Deep diamond drill holes revealed significant intercepts, including 2.29 grams per ton O, over 68.30 meters. The company stated the deposit remains open at depth and along strike, guiding future drilling at the Val d'Or Quaquec project.
Mining News Breaks ES Gold Corp featured in IBN Mining Newswire podcast interview. ES Gold Corp was featured in IBN's Mining Newswire podcast, where CEO Gordon Robb discussed the company's strategy for near-term production and internal funding at the Montauban Gold-Silver Project in Quebec. Robb highlighted ES Gold's tailings-to-cash model, focusing on revenue generation through surface material while advancing exploration with modern technologies. The company aims for significant milestones in 2026, including facility construction, a mating drill program launch, and concurrent production and exploration efforts.
Mining news breaks: Silver Carp Metals Inc., NYSE American, SVM secures $220 million syndicated loan facility. Silver Carp Metals Inc., NYSE American, SVM has secured a $220 million syndicated loan facility, with total bank commitments exceeding $220 million. The agreement includes floating rate and fixed rate tranches to support general corporate purposes and working capital needs. This financing, arranged by Standard Chartered Bank Hong Kong Limited, will enhance the company's capital structure and financial flexibility for growth initiatives in its international mining portfolio.
Hormuz closure disrupts copper output as acid supply tightens. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz, alongside China's decision to halt exports of sulfuric acid from May 1st, is tightening global supplies of a critical chemical used in copper production. This is putting pressure on the agricultural and mining industries, which heavily rely on acid-intensive processes. Mine development companies like Numa Numa Resources Inc. are expected to strategize in response to these acid supply constraints.
Rock Breaks, Grams Mining Ventures Corp. reported Q1 2026 gold production of 31,846 ounces from its Toca Inzinho gold mine in Brazil. The operation achieved an average throughput of 11,811 tons per day, with a processed grade of 1.003 grams per ton of gold and a recovery of 90.3%. The company is advancing towards higher grade mineralization for stronger production in the second half of 2026, supporting full year guidance of 160,000 to 190,000 ounces.
Mining News Breaks Max Power Mining Corp. expands loss in discovery with 3D seismic results. Max Power Mining Corp. expands its loss in discovery in Saskatchewan with 3D seismic survey results, revealing a large structural closure covering 14.2 square kilometers. The survey established a new loss in central area, expanding the original discovery and identifying high priority drill targets. The broader Lawson complex spans 28 square kilometers, supporting the potential for multiple producing wells with hydrogen and helium concentrations as the company moves towards further drilling and evaluation.
And thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.